USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the purpose of her visit to Kyiv is to send a clear message to the world that America stands with Ukraine. Pelosi making the comments in a news conference in Poland following a surprise meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine's capital city. Former President Donald Trump held a Save America rally in Greenwood, Nebraska. The former president saying his administration worked hard to combat the coronavirus pandemic.
Importantly, I let Republican governors run their states the way they should be run, without interference from the federal government, but with a lot of help from the federal government in getting ventilators and therapeutics and supplies of all shapes, sizes, and kinds to them.
The former president announcing his endorsement for Nebraska gubernatorial candidate Charles Herbster. USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
New homeowners are dealing with regret as mortgage and home prices continue to rise. Results from a survey conducted by HomeLight showed about 70% of recent home buyers across the United States said they have at least one regret about their purchase. Another survey from Zillow in February showed similar results. About 75% of new homeowners had some regret about the home they bought. According to the online marketplace, mortgage rates have risen 20% in just the last 3 months, which may play a role in why roughly 1 in 5 people say they underestimated how much it would cost to buy a home. A New Mexico wildfire is spreading. The Calf Canyon fire has already burned more than 100,000 acres east of Santa Fe and is only 30% contained. A red flag warning is in effect, with thousands impacted by evacuation orders as the situation changes rapidly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Moderna is seeking approval from the FDA to authorize its COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use authorization for young children under the age of 6. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Paul Burton, chief medical officer at Moderna, discusses his confidence in the vaccine.
The safety profile we see with this vaccine in these very youngest kids was very reassuring. Actual rates of safety events even lower than we see in the 6-year-old to 12-year-old, so that's great.
A pandemic-era policy that denies some illegal immigrants claims to asylum because of public health concerns could soon end, even though Republicans say it will lead to an overwhelming surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border. Florida Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar says she is introducing legislation called the Dignity Act that will reform the immigration and asylum system.
We're going to end catch and release. We're going to seal the border, and then we're going to take care of those who are here contributing to the economy and who've been here for years, like the DACA, the Dreamers, the TPS, all those people that now have been put in the back burner by the Democrats.
The National Weather Service says the Kansas twister that left a trail of destruction in a Wichita suburb on Friday appears to have been a powerful EF3 tornado, which means the storm had winds of at least 136 miles an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.